Mike, Matt, Finn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google store and download our app, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Download your favorite shows, take them with you 24-7, wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning our elections, their integrity, questioning our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest, clearest voices sticking up for our elections, sticking up for our democracy. Well, announcement by Tommy Thompson that I welcome. Tommy Thompson, of course, is stepping down as the head of the UW system. He did a very fine job in a very tough climate, transitioning it. Now we have a new head of the system. And Thompson says he's going to give some thought over the next several weeks as to whether he should get into the Republican gubernatorial primary. And I want to be heard, perhaps the first on the Democratic side. I'm speaking as a former chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, elected twice by the delegates in the state, to say that Tommy Thompson should get in. I hope he gets in. Tommy, get in. Why do I say that? There are three people in the race right now who are toxic, who have absolutely no relation to Wisconsin culture. This fellow Ramphin, who just got in, he put in a bill to retroactively change the electors in Wisconsin from Biden to Trump. Of course, it's illegal, but there are people in the base that support that. He is starting a fever. Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, she was lieutenant governor under Scott Walker, has said that she thinks that the legislature should take over elections and the Wisconsin Election Commission should be disbanded. What do you think would happen if Voss and Gableman took over elections? What do you think would happen? And Ramphin and Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls. Nicholson, this Kevin Nicholson, has no political experience at all. All he has is one donor. It's a very wealthy donor, an Eline, Richard Eline from Illinois. And he just parrots the whole line. Legislature take over the elections, get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Ron Johnson said the same thing. Legislature take over the elections. You must understand this. If Clayfish or Nicholson or Ramphin got in, they would sign a bill that would say the legislature will pick the electors. And whatever the people do in the presidential election is a beauty contest. It has nothing to do with what happens. They'll take away your right to vote for president. You must understand that. You must understand that. It's happening in Arizona right now. There is a clause in the Constitution, which hasn't been interpreted in a long time, that says the legislature decides who the electors are. And that was because, you know, George Washington and President 1788 won the Revolutionary War. He was the biggest guy, wealthiest guy in the country. Everybody wanted him as president. It had to be George Washington. So the legislatures all said George Washington. Okay, there was no election. This isn't 1788. Word, this is not 1788. If Tommy Thompson gets in, and if he is nominated, I will breathe very easy. And so should everybody in the state. If Tony Evers gets reelected, you know, he's a Democratic governor. Great. He vetoes what has to be vetoed. But if there were a bounce in this thing and there's a Republican tsunami and Tommy Thompson got in, we would be in good hands. Our Constitution would be safe. You might say, I don't agree with him on a lot of things. Fine. Okay. Deal with it. But when it comes to the core integrity of our democracy, Tommy Thompson would veto that kind of bill. Not only that, he has a lot of sway over this legislature, even the gerrymandered aspect of it. When he put in mask mandates for the UW, the Republicans, some of the hotheads said, oh, well, we should overrule that. We should override it. He said, go ahead, try it. They're afraid of him, and they respect him. He got elected four times. He's the only governor in Wisconsin history that got elected four times. And what he did was he had significant support among unions, and he had significant support among Democrats. So he has to get in. The problem is, how do you do it in the present fever in the Republican Party, the base? I think what you do it is you rise above it. Trump doesn't like Rebecca Clayfish because she was, among other things, Walker's lieutenant governor, and Walker's the one who got out of the presidential race early, said he did it so somebody could come to the fore and beat Trump. She's seen as anti-Trump no matter what she says. Nicholson is seen like a clown, a jester, some actor, out-of-work actor who stumbles out of the sidelines. Rampton gives the Trump line, but Rampton is sort of a Frankenstein lurching onto the set. I think what Thompson can do is simply not engage Trump, not take him on, not insult him, just go beyond it. And I don't think he's certainly not going to endorse Rebecca Clayfish. He tried to get Sean Duffy from New Jersey back here to run. Duffy wouldn't do it. But here's the deal. This has to be carefully prepared. I'm sure that Thompson's doing it. He knows all the donors in the state, the businessmen in the state. They would love to have him as governor again. He's got to go to them all on the phone and in person and say, look, there's got to be a draft. There've got to be a lot of people in the Republican Party, not me and not the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, who say we need some sanity and a strong manager. You know, you don't just run for governor. It's not ideological. It's not like running for Congress where you can give speeches. You have to manage a budget that at some point is going to hit $100 billion as the biennial budget. Thousands and thousands of employees. You have to do this. You don't just put somebody in charge of a big company because of their ideology. You got to be able to manage it. He's shown that he can manage it. I am simply saying this so that people understand that there are a number of Democrats who think it's important that the Republican Party be restored to sanity and be a traditional conservative party that stands by our Constitution and believes in the peaceful transfer of power. Well, to give you an example, I'll tell you what, in the Senate, the U.S. Senate, the Republicans are blocking Joe Biden's five nominees for the Federal Reserve Board, including Powell, the chairman that was appointed by Trump. And Biden reappointed him over objections from some Democrats. They will block anything Biden does. And you know how they did it in the banking committee? When it came time to vote, they boycotted it. Not a single Republican showed up, not even Pat Toomey, who is a lame duck, moderate from Pennsylvania. They want to block Biden from putting anybody on the Federal Reserve Board. The problem is the Federal Reserve Board is the agency that is going to combat inflation. The Republicans claim they're concerned about inflation, but they don't even show up. They boycotted it. If you look at the video of the committee hearing, the Republican side is all empty chairs. Not even one showed up. Now, there are equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats in these committees because it's a 50-50 Senate, although the chairman is a Democrat. You would think that any sane legislative body, if half of them don't show up, The other half will just vote. I don't know if they're crying about quorums or what it is, but at some point, how do you let a branch of the legislature shut down the government through tricks, parliamentary tricks, having one guy like, say, a Rand Paul block a resolution on Ukraine? Do you let them do that? Do you let the Republican Party stop all appointments to the Federal Reserve Board simply by not showing up? My view is the Democrats vote on it, put them on, or Biden, frankly, just puts them on as acting and go ahead with their policies. But what it does is two things. It diminishes the credibility of the Federal Reserve Board. It diminishes their stature in the financial community, especially internationally. And it sends another signal to Putin. We have a Republican element, not all Republicans, although the failure of even one of them to show up for the committee hearing shows that it's much more pervasive than I thought. But we have a big element of the Republican Party who will betray the United States, will injure the United States financially and foreign policy, will put our soldiers and sailors at risk, and will subject our allies to, for instance, having kindergarten shelled to try to get back into power by weakening Joe Biden. That is intolerable. That has got to be changed. Schumer, I don't know where Schumer is on this, but I'll tell you what, if there are only Democrats show up, vote on it. And if Moscow Mitch is sitting in a tavern somewhere saying, no, there's no quorum. And Moscow Mitch, squeak up now, squeak up. I didn't hear you, Mouse. Moscow Mitch, just do it. Just do it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. In the night,